This week, President Biden makes his first trip to the Middle East as president. He'll travel to Israel and the occupied West Bank, and finally to Saudi Arabia to meet the king and crown prince. It is delicate diplomacy for an administration hoping to lower gas prices and advance regional cooperation, but that's also promised to make human rights the center of its foreign policy.
In today's Middle East, the pomp and circumstance is often reserved for this man, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The 36-year-old's been on a regional tour as the man who will be king. He's trying to modernize the kingdom socially, economically, and religiously. The U.S. officials also believe he's the source of the kingdom's suppression. Intelligence officials say he's believed to have personally blessed the 2018 murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Saudi Arabia's Istanbul consulate. The following year, candidate Biden promised punishment.
I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Human rights will be the center of our foreign policy.
Despite those words and warnings, President Biden says now is the time to visit Saudi Arabia to discuss the ongoing truce in Yemen and to increase oil production. The trip will also further integrate Israel into the region, 2 weeks after Naftali Bennett handed the prime ministership to Yair Lapid. Already, Israel, U.S., and Arab militaries are working together on a regional air defense alliance using Israeli missile defense technology. The regional cooperation is a product of a common enemy, Iran, and its advancing missile technology. It's also the outgrowth of the Trump administration's efforts to normalize Arab-Israeli relations. What Biden is not reversing, Trump-era policy changes in Israel, including the declaration that Jewish settlements on the occupied West Bank are not a violation of international law.
And what it means for the region, I'm joined by Shibley Talhami, professor at the University of Maryland and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Let's start in the kingdom. In all of his public comments about this trip, President Biden has de-emphasized the idea of the trip being about oil or even being about meeting the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. How big of an issue is oil actually for this trip and that meeting with MBS?
Well, obviously, the president wants to see lower oil prices and the Saudi Arabia to produce more. That's something that he does. But honestly, that would not have necessarily led him to go to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is important. He needs to deal with it despite all of the reservations that people have. But going there is a completely different order. And I think the president himself said that he was doing it mostly to help Israel, meaning getting normalization with Saudi Arabia. And I actually believe him because the Israelis heavily lobbied him to do so because it is a strategic price for them.
You've commissioned a poll asking Americans if they support this trip, and there's an interesting result that you have. Only 24% right there at the top say they approve of this trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Why do you think that number is that case, and is the number also relatively low among Democrats?
I think it's partly because Saudi Arabia and Israel are not exactly issues that resonate with the Democrats. Now, Republicans are not going to approve anything that Biden does, and the Democratic constituency obviously doesn't like the Saudis over human rights issue, and also because they're associated with being pro-Trump and an ally of Trump and Jared Kushner. But on the Israeli side, frankly, the Democratic constituency is not where the president is. Most of them want Israel to be the U.S. even-handed toward Israel and the Palestinians.
So let's talk about the Palestinians. U.S. officials I talked to say there will not be any announcements reversing Trump-era policies, for example, reopening the consulate in Jerusalem or changing Trump-era policies on the settlements. What do you think President Biden's visit with Palestinian Authority President Abu Mazen, how will that be received?
Well, first of all, let's be honest. This is a token visit. He's going to Saudi Arabia and Israel, and obviously Democrats expect him, including congressional Democrats, expect him not to ignore the Palestinian issue. So he'll meet with Abbas, and he'll probably announce some aid to the Palestinians, but he wouldn't announce anything like moving the consulate back to Jerusalem because the Israelis don't want it. Is he going to stand there and express more empathy about the occupation and the need to end the occupation? And is he going to meet with the family of slain American Palestinian journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, as many people have been demanding. That's really the question that we are going to be watching for.
And each of these trips, of course, have deliverables, actual concrete actions and announcements that come with them. Do you believe that the actions and decisions that come out of this trip will advance regional cooperation, which is what Israel wants, of course, or Israel-Saudi normalization, as you were talking about earlier?
Well, obviously, the Israelis see Saudi Arabia as the big prize, but they all understand that that's not going to happen on this trip. What is likely to happen is the Saudis will announce some measures toward normalization, such as overflights or possibly in missile defense. But let's be clear, the Israelis will be winners here. Why? Because any signaling from the Saudis toward normalization, that's going to help them. But even more importantly than that, think about it from where the Arab rulers sit. Arab rulers think, they've long thought that the shortest path to Washington goes through Israel. Now it's on a whole different order because Arab rulers believe that it was really the Israelis who helped bring Trump to Saudi Arabia when he first went on his first international trip. And in here, the president of the U.S., a Democrat who doesn't like Trump, who didn't like the Saudis, who called them a pariah, he's going to Saudi Arabia for Israel. That power matters a lot with the Israelis as leverage as they deal with Arab rulers.
Shibli Talhani joining us from Israel. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.